Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie98.3. On the phone, a member of the Barber Board for the state of Kentucky, Francis Simpson, and a local business owner. How long have you been doing hair?
Be 60 years in May.
So you kind of know what you're doing, I suppose.
Well, some people think I do.
A little bit of experience.
So you've not been doing any haircuts. Is this the longest gap you've ever had, other than maybe being on a medical leave or something?
Well, when I was in Vietnam, I was cutting hair over there, too. So, anyway, it's been the longest. I've never seen anything like this before since I've been cutting hair.
Wow. Well, the word is that barbershops are supposed to be able to open on May 25th with some restrictions. Can you explain to us what that's going to look like?
Okay. What the restriction is going to be is... we have five barbers in our salon and hairdressers on the other side of the building. We can only have 10 people in there, one to each barber. And then the rest of them, like somebody's coming next, they have to wait out in the car in Texas, or we'll go out and get them.
Okay.
And they have to wear a face mask when they come in. They got to sanitize their hands. We won't have face masks, but we will have sanitizer sitting right in the door as soon as you come in.
And you guys will be wearing face masks as well.
Yes, yes, we do. We see a lot of this stuff that they're saying. We're already doing all it. The sanitation is the main thing about hair cutting. I mean, people want a good haircut, but they want you to use sanitized tools on them. And we've been doing that. We always do that. A lot of people are upset about it, barbers especially, because they can't go back to work. But, it's something we have to live with.
Well, the customers are going to have to wear face masks while you actually cut their hair, right?
Yes.
So that's going to be a challenge in and of itself.
Yeah. Well, I did a dry run on my son the other day. I don't see how this is going to work. And it wasn't bad. I mean, what we're going to have them to do is just pinch the mask on their nose, just like somebody was on oxygen. They have to hold that thing up there while we cut around their ear, so they can hold that mask up, pinch it between their thumb and their fingers, and we can do it. It can be done. I know it can because I've done it.
Well, that's a good point. For people that wear oxygen masks, that's something you have to work around then, too.
Right, right. And we manage. They just take it off their ears and pinch it, and you got it.
Now, of course, you're going to be operating and opening. And what, for yourself at your business, are you going to be just taking walk-ins? Is it appointment only? What's the best way for people to operate?
It's appointment only because we will be flooded with people, and it's going to slow us down some, but we will make it. It's best if you made an appointment, if you can, and we'll try to figure out a time for you to get your hair cut, if we can't get you right then. But me and my brother, we're booked up, for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday all day long already. As soon as it come across the air, the governor was going to turn us loose. Marty Folkson was the first caller. Y'all know Marty, don't you?
Yes,
oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you guys with the board, you guys are in contact with the governor. So you've been able to communicate with the governor and hear his points as well, right?
Yeah, right. Well, our administrator is really working hard. She sent a letter to the governor trying to get us going on the 13th instead of waiting. And she explained that, we do the sanitation and everything, and we'll have people, they can meet five in the shop besides us five, and then when we get rid of, get done with them, we bring in some more. But but she's really working hard trying to get things going. But again, I don't want to go to work, or how am I going to say it? I don't want to go back and then we have to stop again,
Well, that's understood.
Go back, we stay working,
Absolutely. All right, Francis Simpson, owner of Hair Tech, and thank you so much for taking the time to get with us this morning and explain how things will work once we're able to go get a haircut again.
Okay, thank you.